I'm Health Coach Heather, and you are listening to episode 208, The Devouring Mother and the Tyrannical Father. You are listening to the Nourished Connections podcast, hosted by Health Coach Heather, master health coach and wellness educator specializing in family health. This show is about raising a strong, healthy, resilient family with confidence and courage in a confused world. So hang out with me each week to learn practical coaching tips, parenting advice, nutrition and exercise suggestions, and stress reducers to apply to your mental and physical well-being. Welcome back to the podcast, my friends. Hope you're all having a beautiful day, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. I had a very great week, especially on Instagram. I've been over there just coaching my face off, answering questions for parents of teenagers and kids. And I also did almost a 1-hour workshop over on Instagram on natural remedies. So if you haven't checked that out yet, go to Health Coach Heather over on Instagram and follow me there and watch all my coaching and videos there. But thank you for being to the Nourish Connections podcast, being right here with me, and we're going to learn some more. I've got a great topic for you today. I really wanted to focus on this concept of the devouring mother and the tyrannical father. Yes, what does this even mean? Well, this is a concept that many psychologists have talked about and are still talking about. If you ever hear Jordan Peterson, he's talked about the devouring mother and the tyrannical father. So we're going to briefly talk about what each of those even mean and why it could be detrimental to our society. So while I've been answering these questions, I have noticed a lot of devouring mother syndrome going on. And I'm sure that I've had the devouring mother syndrome go on at times too. The devouring mother archetype is a psychological concept that's rooted in Jungian, I believe is how you pronounce it, Jungian and psychoanalytic theories. So it actually represents a symbolic image of a mother figure who, instead of nurturing and supporting her child, she becomes excessively controlling, engulfing, and overprotective, the helicopter mother. So the term devouring suggests an intense, all-encompassing influence that stifles the child's autonomy and hinders their ability to develop a separate identity. And my husband is seeing this over where he works out in West Phoenix, particularly among the Hispanic community, where they're so overbearing and over controlling and do everything for their kids that their kids, they don't want their kids to leave the house. So their kids stay there and the mothers do this. And there's a lot of manipulation involved so that the kids never leave either. The devouring mother, she may create an enmeshed relationship with her child, blurring boundaries and making it challenging for the child to establish a distinct sense of self. So they really just do everything that the mother wants them to do and don't really do things that they want to do because they want to make their mom happy or because she's controlling them in some way. So they just don't have any other choice. Children influenced by the devouring mother, they may struggle with autonomy and decision-making as their every move is scrutinized or dictated by the overpowering maternal figure. The devouring mother archetype can instill a fear of independence or a reluctance to venture outside the comfort of the maternal influence, hindering personal growth and self-discovery. So children who have a mother like this, because of fear, they don't step outside of whatever's going on in this maternal boundary that this mother has set for this child. And so they have a hard time really forming independent relationships with others or boundaries because they've been under rule and thumb for so long. But it also impacts the self-esteem. So constant control and criticism from the devouring mother, it could contribute to that lower self-esteem kids are having, as the individual may internalize the belief that they're incapable of making decisions or navigating life without intense maternal guidance. So it's rigid, isn't it? Do you know anyone who's got a mother like this? Or have you seen one before? Maybe you've watched a movie where there was a character that was a devouring mother. Someone once said that the devouring mother would be the downfall of our society. And you can see how that could be true as the child turns into an adult, never leaves the house, and can't really do anything for themselves. So let's give a couple examples. Let's talk about Mrs. Smith. She is the perfectionist mother. And Mrs. Smith is a well-intentioned mother who strives for perfection in all aspects of her child's life, from academics to extracurricular activities. She meticulously plans and oversees every detail. While she believes she is providing the best for her child, her intense involvement leaves little room for the child to explore personal interests or make independent choices. The child may feel overwhelmed by the constant pressure to meet their mother's high standards, hindering their ability to develop a sense of autonomy, which we talked about. And then there's Dr. Harris. All right, she's the controlling guardian. So Dr. Harris, she's a successful surgeon, a single parent, and deeply invested in her child's life. She carefully selects the child's friends, monitors their schedule, and dictates their future career path. Driven by a desire to ensure her child's success, she unintentionally stifles their freedom to make decisions. The child, despite being talented and intelligent, struggles with self-doubt and a fear of disappointing their mother. Dr. Harris's influence, though well-intentioned, impedes the child's ability to explore personal passions and forge an independent identity. And in reality, it could be subtler than this. The devouring mother may express much subtler things that she does in her child's life, but it's still helicopter parenting and it's still very controlling. So that is the devouring mother. Let's talk about the tyrannical father. Now, the term tyrannical father, it's used in the psychological and literary context to describe this archetype representing a father figure who exerts excessive control, dominance, or authority over others, typically within a family dynamic. So this is someone who's strict, someone who's authoritarian, and where the father may prioritize power and obedience over empathy and emotional connection. That is a tyrannical father. So what will he do? The father enforces strict rules and expects unquestioning obedience from family members. And the father may be resistant to change, insisting on maintaining traditional roles and values within the family. So there's a lot of rigidity there. There is going to be a lack of empathy. There may be a lack of emotional connection or understanding of the individual needs and feelings of family members. There's control that's happening. So the father, he will seek to control various aspects of family life, including decision-making, relationships, and personal choices. And then there also seems to be harsh discipline. So punishment is often severe, and the father may rely on fear and intimidation to maintain order in the house. he's going to have difficulty expressing vulnerability because the tyrannical father, he struggles to express vulnerability or show emotional openness. So that is basically what you might see in a tyrannical father archetype. And maybe you know someone, or maybe you lived with a father like this. Who knows? Because they definitely are portrayed in Hollywood. I've seen movies about this too. And what we can see is in the corporate world, even if you had a high-ranking executive in a large corporation known for their authoritarian leadership style, this person might even become a tyrannical father. They might prioritize that strict control. They might discourage others' opinions and be driven by a desire for dominance and power within the home as they are within their organization. And even their employees may experience fear and a lack of autonomy. So that is one way in one type of person who is a tyrannical father. So let me talk about Jim, okay? So Jim, the authoritarian patriarch, he's a father of three. He ran his household with an iron fist, and he believed in maintaining strict control over every aspect of family life. Dinner had to be served precisely at 6 p.m., and deviations were met with harsh consequences. His children, fearing his anger, rarely expressed their opinions, and any attempts of autonomy were swiftly shut down. Jim's need for dominance created an environment of tension and fear, leaving little room for open communication or individual growth. When I think of that kind of person, I honestly think of my parents being kids and the way that they were raised by their parents and even their parents from their grandparents. There was a strict authoritarian approach from the father, leaving his children with little to no autonomy to do their own thing. So, you know, you'd get the belt or you'd be spanked if you got out of line. And there was more corporal punishment if you did say something or did something that dad didn't like. So this is what we're trying to step away from, is that tyrannical father approach and move into more of a loving, kind, yet you know how to discipline with love type approach, okay? We don't want to just get rid of discipline altogether and be loosey-goosey in our parenting. We still have to have some authority as parents and have some rules and guidelines, but we have to learn how to do that in a way where our children feel like they're being heard and they have some autonomy and they feel love in the home and not feel like dad's iron fist rules it all, or he will spank me or beat me in some way, okay? Let me tell you about David. He's the overbearing disciplinarian. David's a single father, and he believed that discipline was the key to success. He set rigid expectations for his two teenage children, pushing them relentlessly to excel in academics and extracurricular activities. While he thought he was instilling resilience, his constant criticism and refusal to acknowledge their achievements unless they met his lofty standards created an oppressive atmosphere. So his children felt burdened by the unrelenting pressure to conform to his vision of success, stifling their creativity and personal aspirations. We're trying to get away from that. So how do we, on the Nourished Connections podcast, help people, help parents, you guys who are listening, to parent in a way where you're not instilling a bunch of fear in your kids and you're not controlling them, helicoptering them, but you're also not just free-ranging your kids either and letting them do whatever and being their friend, and now they're coming home with all kinds of issues because they are sassy and rude now and cussing and all kinds of stuff you discourage is coming into the home because you don't have any boundaries. We have to find a really nice balance here, okay? Because when we find that balance, we'll find that personal growth within ourselves as the parents and help our children navigate who they want to become and who they are and transform for the better. Okay, so my tips are this, that you really step back and you look at how you speak to your children. Is it with a firm tone? Are you bringing a spirit of calm and peace in your home just by your presence of being there? Are you smiling? Let's just start there. Do you come in your home smiling and lighten the mood? Or do you expect your kids to wait on you hand and foot and people should have to walk on eggshells around you because you're not in a good mood? Let's start by getting rid of that character, because that's not you at your best. We need to figure out how to get you out of that. There's lots of ways we can do that through coaching if you want to come get coached. But you want to really bring a presence of light, fun, healthy, freedom, peace into your home, yet also let your kids know where you stand with the rules you'd like to set for your home, whatever those are. There's no need to ever get physical with your kids or scream at your kids or yell at your kids. We really don't have to do that. We can approach parenting from a place of love and compassion and still be firm in our guidelines and boundaries. And I think as long as we're doing our family councils every week, go get that free family council guide. It's on my website right at the top of the page, healthcoachheather.com. Go get that downloaded and start running your own family councils every week. Follow my outline there and you will find that your kids will have a say and a voice in what's going on at the house, okay? And they're going to feel a part of your life and they're going to feel your love. So that's what we want to do. That is my tip, is to do your family council. Step back, look at how you're speaking, bring more laughter, bring more fun, more lightheartedness into your home. And let your kids feel like it's a safe place for them to even just be them and not walk on eggshells around you. Not have to do everything to please you all the time. Okay? So I'll leave you with that. Don't be a devouring mother. Don't be a tyrannical father. And you'll have more connection, more love in your home. Plain and simple. Have a beautiful rest of your weekend. And I will talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Hey. If you've ever wanted your child to work with me as their mindset coach, now is the time to do it. Your child can work with me by going to healthcoachheather.com and click on Nurturing Potential on the homepage. This could be their best year ever.